There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second, this is the Doug Stanford Good Day program. Things you say, it's our way of bringing you a good day.
Singing isn't part of your contract, sir.
Really? I negotiated my own contract with myself, though, because this is the Doug Stanford Good Day program. You're Jennifer Horn. You got your contract. Ken Kessler is here. He's got his contract. McFadden's lurking about some place. I'm disappointed that we paid so much attention to Mr. Roush. Is that how we pronounce his name?
Ralph.
Roush.
Ralph.
Anyway, where's George Zimmerman when we need him? George is finally...
He doesn't disappear for long, so...
Well, the feds have decided not to charge him in the Trayvon Martin case. How many years have we been banging this around? This must be 3 years old by now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long is this? Yeah, it's at least three
Probably
years.
Probably 3 years, yep.
Maybe longer than that. Seems like only yesterday, when we all were talking about the hoodie and the black and the white and Zimmerman and what he was doing and what he thought, and his wife, and now, come to find out, after all of that, how much money. I want to know how much of your tax dollar was spent by the Department of Justice trying to figure out whether to prosecute George Zimmerman for a hate crime. How much time, effort, energy, understanding went into... Well, yeah, it's the same thing with Ferguson. There are reasons sometimes, and sometimes there are good reasons, for the feds to get in a circumstance like Ferguson, even though this group of characters is not necessarily the most objective group that ever went through Washington. But the fact that Ferguson was such a mess, and the fact they weren't willing to face up to it, I think the feds coming in there was appropriate. Kenny, yes, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think they had to.
Yeah.
It became such a big thing.
Right. Did they need to investigate George Zimmerman? Probably not.
But I think that we need to trust the states to run their own departments. But what I will tell you is that I get really tired of people on the federal level. I hate saying the term the administration.
You dislike it.
I don't like saying the administration, but people on the federal level jumping in with commentary, and in this case, the president talking about Trayvon Martin looking like his own son, which does nothing but stir the pot when really there was no way to convict this guy. I mean, these people all made the right choices. Is what he did wrong? Yeah, what he did was wrong. He killed someone. He took someone's life. But the way it went down, it was a self-defense thing. And so to have the federal government in and making so much noise about
stirring people up,
and then 3 years later they come back and say, yeah, but we can't really do anything about it.
Was that your take? You think that Zimmerman was acting in self-defense?
I think they got it right. I don't know what the public thinks. I'm just talking about the evidence presented in that case.
Yeah.
The only thing, in my opinion, that the jury could have done is said, yeah, it was self-defense. In all the evidence presented, in all the stuff that we saw when it was being covered, 20 ways from Sunday, it was a self-defense thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think George Zimmerman's a good guy? No. Do I think that he's stupid for continually getting into trouble? Yes. Am I ever going to stand up for this guy? Never. But when you have evidence in a case, you realize these two were struggling. They were in a fight. This is what happened.
George Zimmerman's hero was Paul Blart.
Mall Cop.
Right.
They're making a new one, by the way.
There's a new one. Looks to me like, what's the guy's name who starred?
Kevin James.
He looks awfully heavy to me.
He's always chunky.
Much heavier now. Anyway, the point, how did we get, well, Zimmerman and Paul Blart resemble each other in a number of ways, although Zimmerman's not funny. It just we spend so much time talking about that because we're so hooked on the black-white thing and race relations.
Well, that's, I think, what I'm getting at is, like, that's exactly what it is, mm-hmm. is that this did nothing to help race relations when the federal government jumps in, when the president jumps in. This just stirs the pot. It adds, you know, adds more gas to the fire, and then come to find out they can't even do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, you go out and you get all upset, and then we find out in a little tiny news story 3 years later, but we can't do anything about it.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, why you should visit the Waffle House. In the meantime, you can't get BuzzBox coffee at a Waffle House, which is kind of a shame. It would do well at Waffle House.
Can you imagine that pairing? You would never leave.
BuzzBox and Waffle. I do like the Waffle House. Everybody laughs.
I know, because I've never been to one.
I travel around the country with people that I care about. I will never forget the look on Meredith's face when we stopped at the Waffle House. She'd never been in a Waffle House before in her life. And I don't necessarily frequent them, but there's something about the Waffle House.
You frequent them on every road trip.
Every time I go across the country, I do. I stop once at a Waffle House, get a waffle, and maybe some of those really, really greasy home fries or whatever they call
them.
And
you love sausage. Don't pretend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I won't. I don't pretend. I admit to it, but I won't pretend.
Hug the sausage. Embrace it. It's okay. It's part of you.
So anyway, the Waffle House story I'll tell in a second. The BuzzBox story is what I want to tell right now. Free coffee for you to understand the difference between BuzzBox coffee and every other kind of coffee that's out there. Jennifer will attest. Open up the mailbox. Get the smell, the woof that comes at you with that first pound of BuzzBox coffee. And you can get it, by the way, ground up. Or you can grind it yourself. 866-456-7805. Sign up now for your free BuzzBox coffee. You will find the difference. You'll find why we're talking about it. It's a great program, and the Arabica coffee is second to none. Plus the fact, once you get into the program and you keep referring people to it, telling them how great it is, you'll sooner or later not have to pay for any of your coffee because they always want to help you with a $20 bonus when you've sent somebody else to them. So you may get free coffee for the rest of your life. You've got a lot of friends and they like coffee. Get them onto it. BuzzBox Coffee. Free first pound is at 866-456-7805.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and Omaha number 3030. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper,
the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jen and Kenny, Richie, the thought for the day today comes from Warren Buffett, who said something, he says lots of things, this is really right on. Someone's sitting in the shade today because somebody else planted a tree a long time ago.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Isn't that good? Somebody is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree there a long time ago. Good for you, Warren. Smart guy. So, Waffle House. How many of you have stopped and enjoyed a Waffle House? Raise your hands.
I have never been.
Never been to a Waffle House.
Never.
Well, they don't have them.
Never been.
California. Wow. They're more south, mid-south. You start picking them up when you're a little south of Washington, and you can trail them all the way around. On the trips that I take, I usually try, at the time I drive to California, I'm going the southern route because I want to avoid, obviously, the problems that the northern route or even the central route would present. But if you're in any place south of the Mason-Dixon line, pretty much all the way through Texas, I think it stops mm-hmm. when you get to sort of central Texas. But there are thousands of them. It's a family-owned company. It's like U-Haul. The family still owns it. And they are they're apparently pretty smart. I don't know if this is smart or not. I'm trying to envision myself. Kenny and I talked this through so that I can understand the concept, because at first I didn't really understand the whole premise of Waffle House competing with FedEx and UPS and the post office. But this is how this is going to work. people get married at Waffle Houses.
Yeah. Wait, you know why I wasn't allowed to go to Waffle House?
Why?
Because my mom found a roach in her butter there once.
No, yeah. No, they're not the cleanest place.
And so just as a kid, when we would do cross-country trips, she'd never let us
stop. No, they're not. It's not the cleanest place.
But I bet it's delicious. I should go.
No, the waffles are great. Anyway, they want to compete. So the question is, how are they going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to imitate Uber, in a sense. They're going to ply you, if you stop at Waffle House, or maybe they're going to get more customers out of it. They're working with a company called Roadie Inc. They'll launch a new delivery service with Waffle House restaurants serving as a drop-off and pickup point. So basically, this is how this works. You'll use Roadie's app to find drivers that are heading toward whatever your package of destination. So let's say you're in Nashville, North Carolina. You stop at the Waffle House with a package that needs to get to somebody in Benson, Missouri.
Okay.
And there's a truck that's hauling freight across the country, and they're going to get there. So they'll come by the Waffle House, have their breakfast, pick up the package, and drive on. To me, as I think it through, it's almost genius.
Yeah, because there are so many of them, yeah.
Yeah. It just is. It's genius, frankly. Anyway, the drivers get a free waffle when they download the app and a free drink when they make the delivery. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, how do you usually send packages? A, USPS, B, UPS, C, FedEx, D, other. Amazon probably would be in there. They're sending packages now, aren't they, Amazon, other than their own? Aren't they delivering? They have their own trucks.
I don't think they do other ones.
I thought they did in a couple
Not
of places. No. I'm thinking about trying the Waffle House method. Anyway, if you're interested, this is a cool poll, and it's a cool idea, actually. These people are characters, obviously, and smart business people. So the poll today at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll How many days of work have you missed because of the weather this winter? 35% of you said you hadn't missed any days. Good for you. 22% said one or two. 16% said more than 2 weeks. 11% said between 1 week and 10 days. 9% of you said between 10 days and 2 weeks. 8% said between a few days and a week. Results of the poll, which lots of people take, thousands of people in there every day, at Doug Steffen.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Led Zeppelin celebrating this week. Led Zeppelin fans also celebrating this week. Re-release of Physical Graffiti.
Oh, let the sun beat down on my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of old time space. Be where I have been.
Why do they... What's the signal here?
The signal of what? The album?
Why would they re-release this album at this time?
40th anniversary. It was released February 24th, 1975.
Huh. And they've been reissuing all their stuff over the past year with demos and extra tracks.
And how has it been sales-wise? Has it been successful?
Zeppelin stuff always does fantastic. And you know one thing I heard yesterday that surprised me is that I was listening to a Led Zeppelin countdown on Slacker because of the release they're having a special on it. And the Rolling Stones proclaimed themselves the greatest band in rock and roll in the 1960s. But Zeppelin outsold them like 4-1 during the... Zeppelin was around from 69 to 1980. And they outsold them 4-1 during all of the 70s. And I never knew that. I always thought Rolling Stones were just the hugest band besides the Beatles. But no, Zeppelin blew them away.
All right, so you guys both running out to get this?
I have the original. I will see what's on it. Here's the thing. The Zeppelin box set, I had to buy just to get one song. So when that came out, I had to spend $80 just to get Traveling Riverside Blues. So if there's something like that on this, I will likely do it again.
All right, so that's the story for Led Zeppelin fans. Meanwhile, let's focus on the Uptown Funk music that's featured in our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Thanks to singer-songwriter Alex Boy of England for producing a cover of this hit song, Uptown Funk. But the unusual news here, notes cast of seniors, instead of calling it Old Uptown Funk, they call it Old Town cover. Alex Boy wrote all of the people in the video, wrote that they were between 65 and 92. They did their own dancing, their stunts. He also said that they've raised 500 children, 1,200 grandchildren, 250 grandchildren. This is so cool. You got to see it. But the music is fun from it.
It's one of the big trending things in the past month or so, this Uptown Funk thing, just because it's such a fun dance video that Bruno Mars did with it. Everybody tries to recreate it. We've seen high schools do it. We've seen companies do it. Athletes do it. Now you got seniors.
So check out the video of the day. Good music and lots of fun at DougStephan.com. Last item of business here musically is more news on Lady Gaga's career. This lady has figured out how to do it, man. She's now going to star as a regular player in the TV show American Horror Story. She announced on Twitter yesterday she'll appear in this American Horror Story on FX. The Hollywood Reporter says she will star in a chapter of the anthology series called Hotel. Make your reservation now, she tweeted. Aside from cameos in movies like Machete Kills, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and Muppets Most Wanted, this represents her first recurring role. And the time when she will not be herself. First time she's not been herself on TV. So is this attractive for people? I suppose you're a Gaga fan.
Oh, yeah. She's become a big star. The other thing was that yesterday, apparently, Glenn Beck gave her a raving review of her performance on the Oscars.
Oh, yeah?
And she tweeted a link to his audio of him talking about her and saying, a very humbling review. Thank you.
28 after on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to remember your most favorite TV show. Now I want you to remember the actors and actresses in that show. Now you are probably thinking of the headliners. Now just imagine for a moment that in that show, that's all there were, the headliners, the stars. There were no supporting actors. There were no extras. Ask yourself this question, what kind of a story would it be? Because every television episode, every movie has the stars, but then people who really make up that particular story. Now, in your life, you do have people that are stars. You might not be one of them. You might actually be one of the supporting people that create that story. Be it in business, be it in your social affairs, be it in whatever you want to do, even in sports. So remember how important you are. Without you, there is no show. Without you, there's no progress. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now, and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Here we go. 33 at the hour now at the Doug Steffen portal, which includes the faces and minds of Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. That is, you can see their pictures at DougSteffen.com. You can listen to them, though, right here. And now, I think Pierre has the latest from Paris on the drone, I don't know, the controversy, the fact that there are drones everywhere. This had to happen. So this is like a bad movie with all of these drones everywhere. And what are they capable of doing?
I am waiting for them to deliver me a fine glass of wine.
A fine, I mean,
that would be nice.
A fin glass of wine?
You can fly over the American embassy and pick up a glass of your Napa Valley wine and bring it to me.
I like this drone wine delivery, Pierre. You're a genius.
I will spit it out because of kill all American wines are terrible.
Really?
Terrible. I spit on your wines.
A little too fruity for Pierre.
Yeah, all right. How about the drones themselves, though? What are the drones doing? Does anybody have any idea where they're coming from?
I am in control of the drones.
You're in control of them.
I am flying them over the American embassy, over the Eiffel Tower, and I am going to set up. It's all a stunt.
You're starting to lose it, Pierre. To regroup.
More wine.
More wine, red. Red
wine.
All right.
Everything.
All right, so this fellow Waring, according to the story we have at DougStefan.com today, joked about sending snow to his friends and family, and then he thought, wait a minute, this makes good sense. So he launched ShipSnowYo.com. You want to check out that site?
I've heard you say ShipSnow a lot.
ShipSnowYo.com. I might have another instead of a P. I might have a T in there. ShipSnowYo.com. Snow is being sent to you as a service. Shipping snow to friends and family in warmer climates. When you send pictures of the snow, how many people say, too bad, I don't have, we could use it. How many times have we said that? All of us who are here in California, Jennifer, Kenny, me.
We could use it.
We need rain, we need water, we need precipitation.
Severe drought.
So, instead of sending water bottles, this guy has, he's sent 112 shipments so far. Apparently, it's in bottles, though. Is that how he's sending it?
That's how he started.
Yeah, he started with the bottles, but obviously by the time they got to where they were going, it was just water. So then he was calling it Boston, historic Boston snow, or whatever it was, the water. Now he's actually shipping them like they do Omaha steaks. Like, he's putting together the pounds of snow. He wraps them in tin foil. He puts them into a cooler, and then he overnights them to you so that you can actually get, he says, 10 to 15 snowballs out of them.
$9. He sends it to you for $89.
You should do this,
bucks.
Dougie.
Man, can you imagine what I could do on my farm?
Yeah.
Whew.
This is, I mean, you know, hey, when life gives you lemons, you know.
All right.
Self snow.
Lemonade.
Snow,
yo.
Right.
Stupid Americans.
I just think, I mean, it's a lot of money, $89.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Good business. Good for him. Speaking of business, J.P. Morgan Chase making their case why the bank should remain whole even as it continues to pare down, going to close 300 bank branches. The bank is too big, and they're just realizing it. It used to be that bigger was better as far as banks were concerned, but now they have too many branches. There's too much competition, and they want to, in addition to getting rid of some of the big branches, they want to shed some of their large deposits and depositors, because the feds say if you have too much money from one source, they will fine you. Did you know that? The feds now tell you that if you have anybody with more than $100 million in your bank, you're going to have to pay. And there are a number of clients that have
one basket.
Yeah. So anyway, this is something the banks are just, the government and the banks together in collusion, but even though they will tell you that they're not and that their oversight is important, and there still is so much this foolishness about being able to get a mortgage now with 3% down, low interest rates. The interest rates are now averaging less than 3%. You knew that, right? Great time to refi if you can. People are being tougher. Credit scores are tougher. I don't know how many people are following theirs. I checked mine out the other day. And actually, it's improving. I would bet that there are a lot of people who have seen over the last 5-6 years their roller coaster ride in terms of credit has just been phenomenally bad. But it's you don't have any control over it because there's nothing much they put into those scores that's actually true. So you're at their mercy, which sometimes can be a little bit more than distracting. So that's what's going on with the banks. In people in the news, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek star, hospitalized with chest pains, started tweeting yesterday, message tagged with his trademark LLAP sign-off. LLAP. What
does that
L
mean?
I'm trying to
live long
out.
And prosper.
Come on, duh.
Here. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I was at Paramount Studios yesterday.
Why?
I was in the prop department. I got an invitation and I decided to go. And I went with some people into the, you go all over the lot, but the prop department I found
most interesting. So you went on the studio tour.
the guy who was nice enough to invite me. I didn't even know they had studio tours. I remember doing Universal once. When I was
Warner Brothers has one too. That's a lot of fun.
Is it good?
That's
great. Let's go. You and I. Well, you've probably done it.
Well, it's okay. I did it again because every time it's different. They take you on a golf cart and they show you just what's going on at the studio.
Really?
Instead of like the big tram, which is cool.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
Love them.
I will never forget the day that Gilligan's Island was ruined forever.
Right. When you
went
over
to Universal Studios and you saw that Gilligan's Island was basically filmed in a parking lot with some sand dumped on it.
Yeah.
Wow. What I learned at the Paramount Studio yesterday in the first Moses movie where they parted the sea.
Yeah.
They did it in a tank out in front of the offices.
They had it at Universal, actually. They showed you could actually drive through it on your tour.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff.
Kind of kills the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. All right.
Here's Moses standing in the middle of a parking lot. 15 feet away from the men's room.
That's pretty much it. Anyway, well, the magic of the movies. So, Leonard Nimoy lives in Bel Air out here. He's 83 years old. He has, because he smoked all his life, he's got COPD and has an oxygen tube in his nose, moves around in a wheelchair. It's kind of sad because he quit smoking a long time ago, but it apparently didn't happen quickly enough, so he's got that problem, but he's apparently okay. All right, speaking of people, Brian Williams, back in the news today.
Yeah.
I was thinking about him when it comes to second chances. Let's follow this through for a moment, okay? Jennifer's got the TV report in a moment. But let's just think about Brian Williams and what we know about him. He did not tell the truth when it came to his participation in covering wars. Didn't tell the truth when he covered Katrina. So now it's cost him $5 million+. One of the things that I have seen in some of the tweets, Kenny, is how angry soldiers are at him. And that's how this all started, in fact, apparently, because wasn't it on Twitter that some soldier, for whatever the reason, outed him? I think that's where it started.
Yeah, he was somebody who was on one of those helicopters.
Yeah. Right. And then you got Bill O'Reilly, who is sort of in the same, sort of stuck in the same place. And I started thinking, excuse me, I think I went here the other day, but today is sort of a self-examination day, Richie. You didn't hear me earlier talking, going to see Birdman yesterday.
What do you think?
It was quite an experience. But I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes version. It is, in my estimation, really, it's uncanny how much the movie really reflects Keaton's life, I think, and it really is about him in reality. But there was a line that was delivered, and I think it was Norton. Ed Norton is in it, and Edward Norton, he's very good in it, as he is in most of these things. But there's a conversation about love and the different types of love that exist, and how these three words sort of define the movie for me. Love is absolute. Think about that. Think about that statement and think about what it really means. If you really love somebody and truly understand them and who they are, it is an absolute relationship. And I use Kenny as an example. He is absolutely in love and knows this woman and she him. So there is nothing that one could imagine that would break them apart. That's absolute. And I think truth is the same thing. I sort of put them together as I was thinking about it. And anyway, the business about truth and what everybody does with it, we all embellish the truth in one way or another. The problem with embellishing is that when you do a lot of it, it seems real and then distorts reality and you begin to believe
your
own stuff.
Right.
Right? I mean, think about what it is that you have said. I mean, I've been caught telling stories that weren't necessarily always true. I didn't have any negative. I didn't tell the story because I was trying to fool somebody. It just sort of is kind of the stories in terms of what's on the air are just that. They're stories. But I don't know. The
you're not a fact teller. You're a conversationalist.
Yeah, right. But
and people expect more from Brian Williams, who's a fact teller.
Right, exactly. So the issue is not whether Brian or anybody else caught lying deserves a second chance, but whether they learned their lesson. And that seems to be what the real story is.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we should.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug's fine. Doug's okay. Don't worry. Taking the little girl for a walk right now. Until then, Jennifer's got an update on what's going on in the.
You see what I did to try to get a TV report? On Doug Steffen.
Yeah,
all right, Dancing with the Stars is our big story today. Rich and Ken, season 20 is upon us. Don't forget, don't feel old.
Per year, right?
Exactly. They do two seasons a year, so still 10 years. The celebrity, and I put that in quotes, air quotes, cast has been announced. Probably the biggest name, actually two big names that I see popping out. Television icon Suzanne Somers will compete, and then music great Patti LaBelle. It goes downhill from here. Football star
Patti LaBelle, by the way, is the only guest. guest ever on the Good Day Show.
That fell asleep, right?
To fall asleep during the interview.
Not the only co-host, but right. The only.
No, she was. I mean, we actually. Patty?
Patty. Are you still?
I mean, literally.
Me. I'm here.
Sorry. Been a long night.
Hopefully, she'll stay awake during her dance rehearsals. Football star Michael Sam. I don't even know if we can call him a football star because I think he doesn't have a team.
He
correct?
Does not. No.
Okay. Olympian Nastia Lukin, I believe, is how you say her name. They're okay. Getting ready. She's the Olympic champion gymnast, and she's going to be paired with Derek Huff, who's also making news because he said he wasn't coming back to Dancing with the Stars. Well, surprise, he is. He's going to go back and forth between L.A. and New York City, where he's appearing in the Radio City Spring Spectacular. Shark Tank mogul Robert Kenny.
Robert
Herberg.
Yeah, him too.
From that's Shark Tank. I love this. Hunger Games actress Willow Shields. Rumor Willis, who I guess is best known to be the daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, will be there.
Walked naked, topless through New York last year.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Party rock anthem Redfoo will be there. Riker Lynch will be there. And also, this is a big one, Noah Galloway. He's the guy that doesn't have legs. He's a U.S. Army vet. So he lost his left arm and his left leg above the knee in an IED attack.
Wow. That should be interesting. All right.
Plus the hot girl from the Carl's Jr. ad. She'll be competing as well.
Thank you. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie, and Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here to help you understand how to better deal with some of the things that you face, pets and pet care, that includes food. Interesting story about a class action lawsuit filed against Nestle Purina. We'll find out how Warren thinks that ought to shake out and how it impacts you as we work our way into the lives of your pets here on Good Day.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, so Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, which you can hear every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations, is here as he usually is at this point in time. This class action lawsuit against Nestle Purina and their pet care company, claiming that the company's most popular dog food brands contain toxins. What do you say about, isn't it important to look at the same as it is for you with food that you would put in your body? Don't you need to look at the ingredients in whatever the cans are that you buy or the bags that you buy? I mean, they can, the packaging looks great on a lot of this stuff, but it really, much of this dog food is crap, isn't it, Warren?
You know, you hit the nail right on the head, Doug. The bottom line is so many people that look at a picture on the front of a bag of dog food or cap and say, wow, look at that great looking dog, I'm buying it.
Right.
The bottom line is you need to turn the bag around and you need to read the ingredients. My rule of thumb is if I can't pronounce an ingredient, it's not going in my dog's stomach. So I try to use something where the ingredients are real easy to read, and the first ingredient might be like all natural chicken. This is not the first time they've been sued over the Benefil dog food. This has been going on for like a few years now where people have been complaining about their dogs getting sick. However, Purina's standing by it and they're saying there's no problem. I'm curious to see what the end result's going to be. The bottom line is when I feed my dog though, if I read the back of the label and there's stuff there that I won't put in my stomach, then you can
my dog. Man, look at this.
Can I
post-
ask a question about that, actually?
More.
Because I've seen a lot of people, Dougie, and I think you might be one of them, who actually cook for their animals. They actually will
I'm
cook
I'm cooking
food.
Right now. I'm cooking food for Charlotte right now.
Is that good for the dog, or is it better to have them just do like a high-quality dog food?
You're asking
well, you know,
me, you're asking Warren.
I'm asking Warren.
I do a little bit of a combination of both. The problem with cooking for dogs is most people are really not aware of the dog's nutritional needs or their cat's nutritional needs. So what they're doing is they're cooking, but the dog or cat are not getting the nutritional needs that they really need. So I do a combination. I use the top quality dog food. It's organic. It's all natural. And then what I'll do is if I'm cooking a little something for myself, I'll toss it in with my dog's food a little bit just for flavor. But the bottom line is you need to use a good quality dog food or a good supplement to make sure your pet is getting all of the nutrients he needs.
It's vegetables. I took Charlotte to our favorite vet yesterday, Warren, and he hadn't seen her since the accident last year, and he was amazed.
Right.
I've talked to him about her all along, but he was so amazed at her and the strength that she has at this age and how much life and her vital signs and all these other things that, you know, I would have thought she would have died after the accident last year, but even though she can't see, she has so much power. And he said, you know, it's what you feed them. You know, in feeding them, there are a lot, they change, their needs change as they get older, and you got to be aware of that.
Warren, one of the
listen, when I was in college, I could sit down and eat a pepperoni pizza. If I did that now, the next phone call would be 911. Of course, the bottom line, as our dogs and cats get older, their nutritional needs change and their dietary abilities change. So that's why some of the dog food companies now have different diets for seniors and different diets for puppies. But the bottom line is read the back of the label. And one more little secret. Make sure whatever dog food or cat food you're feeding is AFCO certified, AFSCO. That's the equivalent of the FDA for humans and the animal field. Doesn't mean it's the greatest food in the world, but it's a good indication that at least it has the nutrients your dog or cat needs.
Great help. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, check out that story about Purina at DougStephan.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob J. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Here
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.